Coming down in 3, 2, 1. The coronavirus pandemic has not only been a devastating public health crisis, but an economic one as well. All areas of the economy are being hit hard, and that includes agriculture. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Perhaps you've seen pictures and video. Dairy farmers throughout the country, including in Michigan, are being forced to dump thousands of gallons of milk, perfectly good product, literally down the drain. That's a problem in and of itself, but it's also indicative of the growing crisis in our food supply chain. Our guest this morning is in the middle of all of this. Joe Diglio is the president and CEO of the Michigan Milk Producers Association. And Joe, thank you so much for the time. I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate having the opportunity to speak with you.
Now, I know that many of our milk producers and farmers in general were being adversely impacted by the ongoing trade issues that the United States was having with China, and that was just one of many issues that we contend with on a regular basis. But how much more significantly have the problems become with the onset of coronavirus?
Yeah, certainly the trade issues were at least starting to make a little bit of progress with some agreements that were starting to come into place. When the pandemic hit and it started to hit through the food supply chain, it almost became immediately impacting certainly the distribution of product and where the milk products in particularly go as it relates to the marketplace. In particular, the food service industry.
Sure, that's restaurants, schools, university cafeterias, hotels, and the like. How much has that diminished the marketplace for milk producers?
Quite a bit. When you think about some of the products that get produced, not just in the fluid milk category, but in the commodity sector, such as butter, powder, and cheese, a significant portion of those products that we produce within the industry do service the food service arena, and with that being no longer available, it has certainly created a bottleneck of inventory as well as lack of outlets.
So I suppose if you could actually turn a cow off until milk production was needed, you might be in a little better shape, but it's a labor-intensive and expensive process. Once the farmers have collected the milk, what's the turnaround time before they're forced to dump?
Well, it's we have within just a day at most. What happens is traditionally, once it comes from the farm going to a processing facility, you have the ability to handle it, to either make it a shelf stable product and or a fluid product that further gets processed into whether it's a gallon of milk that you see at the store or a food ingredient that is produced to help make some of the foods that are prepared within the food arena in general. So it's a very perishable product and it needs a home in a very quick manner.
Obviously, it's dependent on size of farm and number of cattle, but I imagine even for the biggest farmers and particularly to the smallest, having to dump a day or two's supply is devastating to the bottom line.
No question. And nobody within the industry likes to see any of those events take place. When you have a market that has immediately surpassed the demand, examples of that would be when the food service sector really started to collapse upon us. We started to see that milk was being supplied at a 10% increase over and above the demanded marketplace. And when you have those types of imbalances, obviously there's going to be disruption and concerns about what gets to market and how it gets to market. And unfortunately, those that don't get to market have the events of having to dispose of it at the farm level or even in some processing plants from that perspective as well.
And I do want to get to the issue of transportation in a moment, but I have a question first. Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Joe Diglio. He is president and CEO of the Michigan Milk Producers Association. Before we talk transportation, what is the typical storage capacity on a farm? A couple of days worth of milk?
No, I would say that traditionally with the size of the farms and the ability for them to manufacture and produce milk on the farm, it's probably a day at most, and the turnaround is severe. So you do have quite a bit of producers out there that have the ability to store a little bit longer than a day, but majority of it getting to market is a very quick turnaround.
And what are the impacts now of reduced transportation ability? The number of truckers and transporters on the roadways is down because of both illness and economics. How big a part of that is the issue, is that?
Well, it's quite a bit. When you start to see some of the outlets, such as the distributors that actually move the product from whether it's a farm or a processing plant to the marketplace, you're starting to see quite a bit of fractionation between us being able to get that milk to market and those being able to supply the consumer with the products and for instance, the grocery store. This pandemic has impacted us all in many ways, and it's creating challenges each and every day that continue to have to be addressed.
So as you have these conversations with both farmers, with legislators, and those who are making policy decisions, what are the short-term solutions that will get the problem addressed immediately and make sure a product can get to market, and then the longer-term solutions that might help us prevent something like this in the future?
Yeah, I would say that we are speaking regularly to the legislations and government folks that can assist us in managing this pandemic on a short-term and even long-term perspective. From a short-term perspective, I would say, our need is to get this product out into the consumer, whether that's the consumers that are purchasing the products at the grocery level or those that are in need, such as the food pantry systems or the folks that have are food deprived.
And they have storage capacity issues too.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do. It's been an ongoing challenge. We've been very relevant in that space. We continue to do things that allow us to get product to these distribution centers. The problem always does come down to storage. It comes down to logistics sometimes. But from a short-term perspective, we are seeing some opportunities to certainly service that need out there in the marketplace rather than have to be overly concerned or addressing it from a disposal perspective. I think any farmer that produces food and product out their farms knows and wants their product to be into the marketplace. And certainly when it comes to those that are food deprived, servicing that need is certainly a priority for all of us within the agriculture industry.
Once again, we're talking with Joe Diglio on WEMU's Issues of the Environment. He's president and CEO of the Michigan Milk Producers Association. And I want to talk a little bit more about that subject matter of need. If we have production, storage, and transportation issues in the agricultural industry as a whole, milk and beef and produce producers can't get product to market in a timely fashion, it all goes to waste. How significant is the amount of overall food waste at this point?
Well, it certainly is domestically a huge challenge. One of the things that this country can do is produce food, and it's safe food. It's a product that folks have reliance on, and not just here in the domestic world, but globally. We have other countries that are out there that solicit and look for U.S.-made produce and products that we produce here because of the diligence, the food safety practices, and certainly the confidence as it comes to producing the products that are in need out there in the world. So I think that when you look at it from a perspective of whether or not we have these logistical challenges or even the supply and demand offsets, we still need to find a way to service those that are in high demand, whether they're domestic here in this country or anywhere else in the globe, to help provide nourishment and food for those in dire need.
And it is of the most essential of need. So as we look at the amount of money that's being funneled into the small businesses, what's being funneled into the large corporations and airlines, what is being funneled to the agricultural industry that might bring us those short-term solutions?
Yeah, we've been working with the USDA on certainly opportunities to get producers funds directly. We think that's important. We think that's an opportunity that certainly will help in this pandemic time. I think there's quite a few things that are coming down. Dave, the issue is that things are coming down so quickly that there's probably not an awful lot of guidance on how the programs will work in particularly. Right now, there's a dedicated effort to get as much as we can into the food pantry and food system for those that are in dire need, especially considering the unemployment issues that we're all facing within not just here in the state, but the countryside. And so they put some programs in place that will help support those initiatives. However, they're still going to be faced with some challenges from a logistics perspective when it comes to transporting these products and getting them through the system. I think what we're trying to do is work with the food chain in general, those that maybe are traditionally servicing the food service aspect of the business, and trying to reinvigorate those chains and channels to get this product to population channels more effectively.
I think once we get to the other side of this, like so many other aspects of our lives, there's going to be a new normal, and we're going to have to take the lessons learned through this pandemic and apply them to what we know. So as you look to the more distant future, what kind of redesign might be necessary to protect us in the future?
Yeah, Dave, that seems to be a growing question as we get, I don't know if it's closer to the end or maybe closer to the new normal. I think that in general, manufacturers and understanding the consumer's abilities to adapt to whatever it is environmentally wise that we shop and we consume products is to try to reformulate sort of the channels of how to be more effective in getting these products out there. And I don't know if anybody has any particular answers on that, but we certainly have identified quite a few channels that are blockers currently and need to be readdressed and considered as we start to move out of this. I think one of the things that I can tell you is that folks are starting to understand a little bit more about where their food is coming from. I get those questions quite a bit, and it's good to share our stories about how our farmers that are out there working each and every day to produce the products in a safe manner need the support to be able to continue those trends and certainly opportunities in the future.
It is not to be taken for granted, is it?
No, not at all.
Hey, Joe, thank you so much for the time and the information, and we wish you all well through these most difficult of times.
Dave, thank you, and I wish you the same as well.
That is Joe Diglio, President and CEO of the Michigan Milk Producers Association. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard each Wednesday. For more information on today's topic and for a complete rundown of all WEMU and NPR coronavirus-related coverage, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti. Hey, Joe, that was fantastic. I really appreciate the conversation.
Oh, you bet, Dave. I appreciate you shedding some light on it, and I hope more folks better understand the food supply
chain.
Yeah,
me too, me too. And thank you so much, and you are welcome back anytime.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave, very much. Good luck to you.
To you as well. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.